We're doing the Tarryag Mitzvos, and we're up to the final Mitzvos of the Beit HaMikdash. So we have a Mitzvah not to put out the fire on the Mizbech, we learned last time. We have a Mitzvah to remove the ashes from the Mizbech. A biblical Mitzvah, every day we'd remove the ashes. We have a Mitzvah twice a day to burn the offerings of Ktores. We have a Mitzvah to prepare the flame of the, and to light the flame on the menorah every day. There's a special mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol brings a sacrifice of a flower offering every day. We have a mitzvah that every Shabbos we add two sacrifices, two korban ola in honor of Shabbos. We have a mitzvah that on every Shabbos we prepare the bread, the lechem haponim, and the levona, the special spices that would be there in the holy before Hashem. We have a mitzvah that every Rosh Chodesh we add another sacrifice, and that's why the added sacrifice, meaning there are two sacrifices brought every day of the year, every day, including Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, every day of the year, there are two sacrifices, one in the morning, one at night, that's called the Korban Tami, the sacrifice that's always there. Then there is the sacrifice that's added in honor of certain days. That sacrifice is called the Musaf, the sacrifice that's added. So you have an added sacrifice for Rosh Chodesh, that's the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. You have an added sacrifice for Pesach, that's the Musaf of Pesach. You have the mitzvah that the first morning after the morning after the night of Pesach, meaning that first morning we bring a flower offering, which is the volume of an Omer. That's called the Korban HaOmer. And then we start the count, the Sfiras HaOmer, the count from that sacrifice of the Omer. So that's a biblical mitzvah to bring that sacrifice together with the flour offering. We'd bring one sheep. And that flour offering was from the first crops. That was the first harvest on Pesach. We'd bring an offering of barley. We have a mitzvah to add a sacrifice in honor of Shavuos, and we have a mitzvah on Shavuos. We also bring two loaves of bread with the sacrifice. That's two loaves aside from the lechem apanim, two loaves made of new wheat flour, and that's the sacrifice of Shavuos. On Rosh Hashanah, we also have a Musaf. We add a sacrifice in honor of Rosh Hashanah. And then we also have a sacrifice in honor of Yom Kippur. That's called the Musaf of Yom Kippur. We have a sacrifice in honor of Sukkot. And then we have a unique sacrifice added for Shmini Atzeres. All of these are the Musaf of the Yomim Tovim. Now that we finished the sacrifices, the Musaf, so he brings us to the mitzvah of Nosar. The Torah says a sacrifice has to be eaten within a certain amount of time, and anything that's left over after that allotted time is considered Nosar, leftover, and there's a biblical mitzvah to burn the Nosar. So what did we learn today? We covered about 20 mitzvot today. Offering the Ktores, setting up the lamps in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol sacrifice daily, two animals in honor of Shabbos, the lechem, the bread that was set up, and the levona that was set up every Shabbos. And then we said musafim, musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Those are six mitzvot. And we mentioned also that on Pesach we bring the Korban Omer, on Shavuos we bring the Shtei Alechem, those two loaves of bread. And we concluded with the mitzvah of Nosar.